are here at the 2018 CUNA GAC in Washington, D.C. We are here with Patrick Goodwin from SRM. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well.
Good. We were just talking before the recording. The last time I saw you, we were in Hawaii.
Sunny Hawaii, great weather.
It was lovely weather. A good conference as well. But we are here in D.C. at another great conference. So, I mean, just kind of kick things off. How's it going for you?
It's going really well. Yeah. I mean, this is our, we view this as a conference we have to be at.
Yeah. A lot of people in that boat.
I believe we've got 10 plus employees.
Oh, wow.
Sales staff
here.
So, we've got a couple hundred of our clients here.
Wow.
So, we need to see them. And then we're also prospecting and talking to new clients for potential opportunities to save them money.
Right.
Benchmark their services.
Well, I mean, there's still something to be said about the face-to-face meeting. You know, we do the digital stuff, the phone, the email, the texting and stuff, but still a face-to-face is tops. At least in my book it is. So
agree.
Alrighty. Hey, let's talk about the topic at hand here. Definition and outlook on vendor cost benchmarking. Can you expand on this topic?
So
Patrick?
Vendor cost benchmarking. Mm-hmm. I mean, our definition of benchmarking is what the price that the market will bear.
Mm-hmm.
So through the last 25 years, we've established benchmarks for different services, processing, the brand, Visa, MasterCard, mm-hmm. Networks, PIN-POS networks, and it's determining what's in our client's best interest to drive the best price while maintaining a relationship with the vendor and creating wins for all parties.
Okay.
So it's something that's constantly changing,
mm-hmm.
As we've seen different services evolve over the years.
Mm-hmm.
18 years ago, one of the first deals I did as a project manager here in D.C.
Oh, really?
For a financial institution was internet banking bill payment. Imagine, 18 years ago. It was 18 years ago that where the price was then. Brand new service, a lot of development cost.
Mm-hmm,
the
mm-hmm.
price then is totally different than the price today.
Yeah, yeah.
So you always have to be on top of what the market price is currently and
mm-hmm.
where it's going.
Mm-hmm.
So understanding the cost drivers, the competition. So wherever there's more than one service provider,
mm-hmm.
there's competition,
okay.
and that can drive price. So that's what drives benchmarks.
Well, it's such a moving target. My gosh. How do you guys keep it all in perspective? How do you, keep it focused, I guess, is the word I'm looking for, maybe.
We keep it focused by periodically going through requests for proposals
mm-hmm.
and then having professional negotiation services. So our project team, they love to negotiate.
Oh.
So they're that guy that's going to ask for a price reduction and embarrass their wife at Home Depot. So that's the personality of our project manager.
Right.
Very analytical, and then also has a sales side where they can talk to a sales rep and try to create a relationship that's going to
mm-hmm.
drive the best price. And then understanding all the qualitative aspects
mm-hmm.
that go into price. It's not just price. I mean, you've got to back it with the quality of service that's there. So it's a lot of people might say you get what you pay for.
Yeah,
but I mean,
no doubt.
You can get all the services and pay the best price.
Yeah.
A benchmark.
So yeah, that leads me to my next question, is like the significance of all this, the importance of it for credit unions.
The importance of it is the overall vendor price and their bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
So through 25 years, we've driven $2.2 billion in savings. That means there's, and this is mainly in the last 10
Did
years.
You say billion?
Billion.
Oh my God.
Billion, and that's on average a five-year term of a contract, all the contracts we've done in our last 25 years.
Good for you guys.
So it's been, I mean, it's real money that was basically negotiated out of contracts
mm-hmm.
and put back into the member's pocket,
mm-hmm.
potentially if the credit union chose to do that.
Right, right.
So it's, vendors, it's in their best interest to sell their services at the biggest premium they can.
Sure.
So making sure you have good benchmarks to get the correct price
mm-hmm.
in an area that's extremely complex
mm-hmm.
is what we do.
Yeah.
So, I mean, as you said, it's a moving target.
It's getting more and more complex, too.
It is. And then if you look at the payments landscape, I mean, it is crazy, the changes. I mean, since the Durbin Amendment, we've been in this space tracking every year what happens with interchange.
Oh, really?
And it's a moving target.
Yeah.
I mean, you have the signature side of the equation, Visa and MasterCard.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, there's an opportunity there. And then the PIN network's even more crazy right now. I mean, there's some new things that have happened in the market recently
mm-hmm.
where the PIN networks, before it was just a PIN transaction.
Yeah.
Now that they're going to start pulling signature transactions.
Oh.
So you have to be very careful in understanding what's in your relationship. I mean, with First Data, there's Star Access, I believe, is the name of their program. So all those things can...
So are we opening a can of worms here or something?
It's
or?
A can of worms that every financial institution needs to be looking at.
Mm-hmm.
And in the last 6 months, we've had a lot of clients, a lot of prospects come to us and say, I mean, my interchange isn't what it used to be. And there's various factors that go into that. Mm-hmm. I mean, one's your signature network, the other one's your PIN network, and then do you have multiple PIN networks? If you have multiple, you're winning the race to the bottom. If you have one, then you're minimizing the degradation of those potential rates.
Yeah.
And understanding what each one of the networks, I mean, they're doing what's in their vested interest too. They're also their partner with their financial institution. Mm-hmm. But understanding everything that's going on, if you're not living it on a daily basis, like SRM is,
yeah,
then it's hard to stay on top of that. So we advise on that.
Yeah, it's great to have a resource like that, because a lot of creators out there may not have the resources to keep track of all this stuff. I mean, my gosh, it's great to have somebody like you in the back pocket, basically, and say, hey, this is where you need to go. This is the path to go down.
Correct. I mean, our goal is to put good information in front of them so they can make a good decision for their organization and maximize value to their members.
And save $2.2 billion or whatever the $1 billion was.
$2.2. That's a big number. Gosh. That's an extra zero.
A little bit? Yeah. Three extra zeros than the million. Zeros, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Anything else to add? I mean, your crystal ball for 2018, I'm asking everybody, what's your outlook on 2018?
I think it's going to be a great year. I think there's... It's going to be interesting to see. I mean, these guys here at the conference, I mean, they need to storm the hill to make sure they're not going to pay taxes. The banks got a 25% tax reduction.
Constant,
so there's a
constant battle.
There's something going on there on the bank side that they're going to have excess funds going into their next tax year.
Mm-hmm.
So the credit unions have to be on top of that to make sure they're not going after their members.
Yeah, good point.
And they need to protect their member base. So it's a lot going on. And I think we're exploring in the European markets.
Oh, are
you? A
lot
of things that have happened over there.
Okay.
Are potentially going to happen here in the future.
Yeah, it usually happens first over there, and then comes over here.
So there, the tap and go, contact us.
Mm-hmm.
We know that it's everybody's going to have to do a reissue. They might not know it yet, but they're going to have another one.
Another
the EMV
one.
Happened, and then,
oh,
then you're going to have, and I mean, the card production guys didn't put the little the RFI bug on there where it can do tap and go. So they'll make more money.
Well, maybe we'll
need to negotiate those deals too.
Yeah.
So that's all coming in the future. I think that's next.
Okay.
And so we're in the European market in the UK and with Brexit and
right on.
Seeing what's going
Old
on
Brexit.
Over there.
Hey.
So a lot of opportunity,
mm-hmm.
and they need to save money. So that's what we're looking at over there. But from a technology perspective, it's us trying to get ahead of it, understand what's going on there so that mm-hmm. we can advise our customers mm-hmm. here. And make sure they're getting maximum value
Indeed.
For their payment space. So.
That's what it's all about, man. Patrick, okay. Thank you so much. Appreciate the time, sir. Keep up the good work, all right? $2.2 billion.